Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Radha Natha Radha Radha Natha Radha. Jaya Radha Radha Natha Radha Radha Natha Radha. Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha. Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha. Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. All glorious to the assembled devotees, all glorious to the assembled devotees, all glorious to the assembled devotees, all glorious to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today is the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. So, we're going to read one verse from the Vedic literature, It's from the Brihad Gautamiya Tantra. Brihad Gautamiya Tantra. It's quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 4, verse 83. So I'll read this verse and a few other verses which follow on after this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, glorifying Srimati Radharani. Then, as a purport, these verses don't really have purport so much, but as a purport, I'm going to read something from Srila Prabhupada, from one of his books entitled Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, the fifth chapter of Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, which is very nicely glorifying Srimati Radharani and explaining the process of approaching Lord Krishna by the mercy of Srimati Radharani and of approaching Srimati Radharani. Then we'll say a few words about these things. Then I'll read a few other prayers to Srimati Radharani. One part of one prayer by Prabodhananda Saraswati, very beautiful prayer to Srimati Radharani, and one prayer by Srila Rupa Goswami. And then whenever we finish, whenever that may be, we'll have Guru Puja to Srila Prabhupada. So Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila chapter 4, verse 83. Devi Krishna Mayi Prakta Radhika Para Devata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sanmohini Para Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sanmohini Para Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sanmohini Para Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sanmohini Para Mayi, non-different from Lord Krishna. Prokta, called. Radhika, Srimati Radharani. Paradevata, most worshipable. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi, presiding over all the goddesses of fortune. Sarvakanti, in whom all splendor exists. Sun Mohini, whose character completely bewilders Lord Krishna. Para, the superior energy. Translation. The transcendental goddess, Srimati Radharani, is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. We can do it responsibly. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. This is from Brihad Gautamiya Tantra. So I'll read a few more verses here. Devi means resplendent and most beautiful, or else it means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. Krishna Mayi means one who's within and without our Lord Krishna. She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. Or she is identical with Lord Krishna, for she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. Her worship, Aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the Puranas call her Radhika. Therefore, Radha is Parama Devata, the supreme goddess, and she is worshipable for everyone. She is the protectress of all, and she is the mother of the entire universe. I have already explained the meaning of Sarva Lakshmi. Radha is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. Or, Sarva Lakshmi indicates that she fully represents the six opulences of Krishna. Therefore, she is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. The word Sarvakanti indicates that all beauty and luster rest in her body. All the Lakshmis derive their beauty from her. Kanti may also mean all the desires of Lord Krishna. All the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radhika fulfills all the desires of Lord Krishna. This is the meaning of Sarvakanti. Lord Krishna enchants the world, but Sri Radha enchants even him. Therefore, she is the supreme goddess of all. Sri Radha is the full power, and Lord Krishna is the possessor of full power. The two are not different, as evidenced by the revealed scriptures. They are indeed the same, just as musk and its scent are inseparable, or as fire and its heat are non-different. Thus, Radha and Lord Krishna are one, yet they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellows of pastimes. Now, devotees, can we please keep the noise level down? Possibly, if possible, to nil. That would be very nice. And everyone try and concentrate. So having read these verses presented in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, as translated by Srila Prabhupada, I'll now read from Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, Chapter 5, by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada says, "We are Krishna's parts and parcels, and have been created to give pleasure to Krishna. The chief pleasure potency is Radharani, and so Radha Krishna are always together. Whereas the material energy is conducted by the external potency, Maya, the spiritual world is conducted by the internal potency, Radharani. We often pray to Radharani because she is the pleasure potency of Krishna. The very word Krishna means all attractive. But Radharani is so great that she attracts Krishna. If Krishna is always attractive to everyone, and Radharani is attractive to Krishna, how can we imagine the position of Srimati Radharani? We should try humbly to understand and offer her our obeisances, saying, O Radharani, you are so dear to Krishna. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and you are Krishna's beloved. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Radharani is very dear to Krishna, and if we approach Krishna through the mercy of Radharani, we can easily attain him. If Radharani recommends a devotee, Krishna immediately accepts him, however foolish he may be. Consequently, in Vrindavan, we find that devotees chant Radharani's name more often than Krishna's. Wherever we go in Vrindavan, we will find devotees calling, Jai Radhe. We should be more interested in worshipping Radharani. For however fallen we may be, if, somehow or other, we can please her, we can very easily understand Krishna. If we try to understand Krishna by the speculative process, we'll have to spend many lifetimes of speculation. But if we take to devotional service and just try to please Radharani, then Krishna can be very easily realized. Radharani is such a great devotee that she can deliver Krishna. Even Krishna cannot understand Radharani's qualities. He fails to understand her because she is so great. In order to understand Radharani, Krishna actually accepted her position. Krishna thought, although I am full and complete in every respect, I still don't understand Radharani. Why is that? This obliged Krishna to accept the propensities of Radharani, and this accounts for his manifestation as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but he is Krishna accepting the propensities of Radharani. Radharani is always feeling separation from Krishna, and similarly, in the position of Radharani, Lord Chaitanya was always feeling that separation. Furthermore, those who follow the teachings of Lord Chaitanya should experience and relish the feelings of separation, not of meeting. The Goswamis, disciples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most perfect and highly elevated beings, never said, I have seen Krishna. Instead, they constantly cried, where is Radharani? Where are Lalita and Vishakha and the other damsels of Vrindavan, in their mature stage of love of Godhead, when they were living in Vrindavan, the Goswamis would always cry, Radharani, where are you? Where are your associates? Where are you, O son of Nanda Maharaj? Where are you all? In this way, they were searching after Krishna, and they never at any time said, last night I saw Krishna dancing with the gopis. Such claims are not made by a mature devotee, but by one who takes things very cheaply. Some people think that Radha and Krishna are so cheap that they may be seen every night. But this is not the teaching of the Goswamis, who were always searching after Krishna, crying, where are you? Where are you, Radharani? Where are you, Krishna? Are you there by Govardhan Hill? Are you on the bank of the Yamuna? In this way, throughout the whole tract of Vrindavan, the Goswamis were crying and searching after Radha and Krishna like madmen. We have to follow in the footprints of the Goswamis and search out Radha and Krishna in this way. Vrindavan is in our hearts, and we must search for them there. This is the process recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the process of worship in separation. Feeling separation from Krishna, Lord Chaitanya would throw himself into the sea. Sometimes he would leave his room in the dead of night and disappear. No one would know where he had gone, but all the while he was searching after Krishna. Thus, it is not that we are to enjoy the loving exchanges between Krishna and Radha like spectators at some sports show. We must feel separation from them. The more we Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sanmohini Para. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval, internal potency of the Lord. Amagyana tamarandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshumilitam yena tasmai Sri Gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Manjikalpatarubhyas Chakripa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami, Hare Priye. Could you just come to us, the pujaris? If Radharani's feet are going to be shown, and then tell them. Okay. So, this is a very wonderful verse, quoted by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and very nice purport, so to speak. Not exactly the direct purport, but still. Srila Prabhupada very nicely presenting very wonderful understanding of the position of Srimati Radharani and our positions in relationship with her. So our position should be that we should place ourselves, try, not so easy, but we should try to place ourselves at her lotus feet or in the dust of her lotus feet. Today being her appearance day, it gives us very special opportunity to do just that. Every day the possibility is there, but on her appearance day, she is particularly merciful. Even to ourselves, what is our qualification? If we were asked, what is your qualification that you may get the dust or get the touch of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, what could we say? We couldn't say anything really. We have no qualification in that regard. If perhaps some trace of qualification is there, it's only through the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. Only through their mercy. So today Srimati Radharani is particularly merciful. We should understand that very clearly and meditate on that constantly throughout the day. It should be our constant remembrance today. Srimati Radharani, as Srila Prabhupada says here, that we should try humbly to understand the position of Srimati Radharani and offer her our obeisances, saying, Radharani, you are so dear to Krishna. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and you are Krishna's beloved. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. So today, we should make some particular effort to pray like this to Srimati Radharani. If we can, and we should make every endeavor to, despite our lack of qualification, despite the presence of many disqualifications, anathas within our hearts, we should try to remember Srimati Radharani all day, today, and every day, but particularly today. And today Srimati Radharani is going to be very merciful to us. She's going to be especially merciful. Anyone know in what way? At least he's enthusiastic. Yes. Oh. Can you get my danda? Oh yes. Lakshminath knows. Today Srimati Radharani is going to show all of us her most wonderful, transcendental, jewel-like lotus feet. And we may not today be able to go on the altar. Of course, if we can, then we should, but then we can actually touch her lotus feet directly. But if we can't do that, then at least we should, we must, and I'm sure we all will, when the curtains open, be right there as close to her lotus feet as possible and try to get, even just from a little distance, try and get some of the rays of mercy coming from her, ever merciful, unlimitedly merciful lotus feet. So today, it's our great good fortune to be here in the direct presence of Srimati Radharani. And today, we should try to understand, as Srila Prabhupada is explaining here, we are all trying to become devotees. We're trying to advance in Krishna consciousness. We're trying to become pure devotees of Krishna. But we know that is not so easy. That's not so easy. We are coming. We have been living within this material world for a very long time. Too long. Too long a time. Material existence has become ingrained